Inflation's cooling based on today's CPI number. The government shut down. There's no negotiations taking place. And we have a Federal Reserve meeting next week. How's all that going to play a role in these? Well, folks, my name is Dan Frio, and that's my goal to help you understand what the heck's going to go on with those and the whys behind it. So let's get over to today's news. Here's what happened today. Bond prices they were stagnant. Mortgage rates stayed steady, but the stock market, the equity markets just took off. We had records all the way across from the Dow Jones over to the Russell 2000. We had the VIX down, which is fantastic. That's saying the anxiety levels on Wall Street are plummeting. What's the reason behind all this? Well, it started this morning. Let's get over to CNBC. Let's let Rick Santelli give us the inflation numbers for today. Now, they didn't come in better than expected, but they didn't hurt the markets. So let's get over to it and see what happened and the whys behind it. And then when we come back, I'm going to show you the ending of the day results and what my expectations are for next week from the Fed. I do want you guys to contribute. So if you are thinking what the Federal Reserve is going to cut, let me know how much you think down below. So let's get over to Rick Santelli, see what he has to say about the consumer inflation and where we're going from here.
CME. You're excited, Rick.
Yeah, excited isn't the word. The market should be excited, too. Here's our late but coming out September read on the Consumer Price Index. Headline number up 0.3, 1/10 cooler than both rearview mirror and what we were expecting. And if we look at the stripping out of food and energy known as core, it comes in also a bit less than expected, up 0.2. We were expecting up 0.3. Our last look was up 0.3. Here's the Moneyball numbers. Year over year, 3%. And even though it's less than the 3.1 we were expecting, it's hotter than 2.9. And after all, it's got a 3 handle. And if we look at CPI year over year ex food and energy, it also comes in at 3%. We're also expecting 3.1, but last look was 3.1, so it cooled a bit. So we're seeing interest rates move down and stocks move up. You may be asking why. The easy answer, because it's less than expectations. Is it less than the Fed's target of 2%? No. Which, in my opinion, that fact will rise above all the issues of the day at some point. But yes, we do see rates moving a bit lower. Ultimately, this is a very important number because the market, without any data points, has been pretty much viewed on the notion that the labor market is slowing. And that really is a good thing if you're looking for the Fed cycle to continue its rate cuts. Now, how does this figure in? I can't speak for Fed officials, but if you really have an agnostic view and you look at these numbers, the last thing you think about is we're closing in on the Fed's target.
So we got inflation. Like he said, did it come in better than expected? No, but it came out at point because a lot of people, even myself, were thinking, okay, we got a lot of things going against us right now. We got tariffs. We got the tariff news that might not be illegal. And that would create inflation. I'm the first one to say that as well. But we also watch oil. When he said the core inflation, that means they strip out oil prices. I was driving the other day and I was, I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday. I might have said this in an earlier video. I filled up my gas tank, $2.88 a gallon. I think that was $2.88. Yesterday, I had to run out to get some fertilizer. The same place, $3.44. How? Why? Let me know what you guys' oil prices are doing, because that has a huge effect on this. But the reason why this happened was there really wasn't the inflation jump up that everybody was expecting. Okay, so let's get over to why this is so important. It's so important because the Federal Reserve's meeting in 4 days. Next week, they're going to tell us what they're going to do. Now, we know what they're going to do. I'll show you that down below. Let me know what you guys think down there. My guess is they're going to cut 0.25%. Okay, so let's go down through here. Let's see what the markets think. This is actually from the CNBC, the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. There's a 96% chance they're only going to cut 0.25%. Okay, so that's great news. At least it wasn't a number that was kind of like shock and all, because if the number was much higher than what was anticipated, you would have saw the stock market just plummeting. You saw mortgage rates jump up because they're like, okay, now the Federal Reserve is in a really bad pickle. Well, now what they're seeing is they're saying, okay, inflation, it isn't heating up as much as we thought. Now the biggest concern is that jobs market that we got to pay attention to. So that's what we're expecting right now. Now, look at the economy in general. What a lot of the market's been focusing in on right now is saying, okay, now we also have to look at corporate earnings. And this is also a catalyst that's making the stock market go up, up and away. So, but what this is telling us, if corporations are blowing away their earnings, that means people are spending. Okay, if people are spending, our economy is going to flow. okay, we're not going to crash into a recession. We just can't afford a jobs market to plummet. So the Federal Reserve needs to step in and do something, and I think they will next week. If you've been watching the equity markets, you probably are pretty happy because they keep hitting record highs each day. Each Tuesday, I come out and I call it Stock Talk Tuesday. We talk about stocks and bonds and cryptocurrencies, how to invest and how to understand the jargon. So if you want to learn about this system, I'm not a financial planner. I'm not an economist. I'm just a mortgage guy that's here to help you guys understand what's going on with, what's going on with these and the whys behind it, folks. So if you'd like to use my services or want to know a little bit more about me, please go to therateupdate.com. Here's my website. We have a slogan here, and our slogan is one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? Well, you're going to have to check out this video right up through here. And if you're interested in watching having us monitor your mortgage rate, if you're looking to refinance, click that tab over there. And if you're looking to buy, you have to check out this program right down through here that'll give you up to $7,000 in free money, no liens, no payments required on this one, and how you can use that to maybe make homes a little more affordable. So folks, thanks for watching today. I hope you have a fantastic day, weekend, and I'll see you back here Monday morning to let you know how this starts another week and give you my predictions on where I think the Federal Reserve is going to go, and we'll monitor rates to see if we can make housing a little more affordable for you and your family. Thanks for watching, guys. God bless, and don't forget to subscribe down over there. Trying to hit 40,000 subscribers. Only you can help me. Thanks for watching. Have a great weekend, folks. Bye-bye.